Arena Audiobooks presents This is Julius by Martin Svensson. Read by Jack Knox.
Morning.
Bye, Mum shouts as she pulls the front door closed. She soon comes back, looking for her mobile phone. When she manages to find it, she's forgotten where she put her keys instead. Shortly after that, Dad comes out of the bedroom and looks around in confusion, like he's just landed on a foreign planet. That's more or less how the day usually starts for Julius Bengtsson, who has been standing ready in the hallway for some time now, just waiting to leave for school. Mum finds her keys on the kitchen table. She gives Julius a quick peck on the cheek before dashing out the door again. Dad is still standing there quietly, looking around him. Where's Lydia? Julius has no idea. He's thinking about a delicate question he wants to ask Lynn in class. He's been planning on doing it for a long time, and today is finally the day. Lydia! Dad shouts, going to check the living room before moving on to Lydia's room. Julius can hear him opening the wardrobe doors, getting down on his knees to look under the bed. Julius takes off his backpack and puts it down on the floor. He's warm. His entire body is itching. Dad comes out into the hallway again. Are you sure you haven't seen her? At that very moment, the bathroom door opens and Lydia comes bouncing out with toothpaste smeared right across her mouth. She laughs. Toothpaste is one of Lydia's very favourite things, and this morning she's managed to eat almost an entire tube. Dad lifts her up and tries to prise her fingers from the flattened toothpaste tube. My toothpaste! My toothpaste! She shrieks. While Dad gets Lydia dressed, Julius goes out to call the lift. Whenever Dad drops him off, they take the lift. When it's Mum, they run down the stairs. Mum loves running. Every night she goes running around the lake. She got lost once and had to get a lift home. Dad had laughed for a long time when that happened. Then he said, if you spin Mum around, she has no idea where she is. Dad almost never runs. Today, for example, he's dragging himself out the flat like a snail, with Lydia screeching in her pushchair. Not until he's locked the door and glanced at his watch does he speed up. It's a nice day outside. The air is cool, but the sky is blue and the sun is shining. Dad's hair is sticking up in all directions, and he's trying to smooth it down. Lydia keeps saying, look, look, and pointing at rotten old banana skins or anything else that catches her eye. Dad stops. Dad looks. Nice, he mumbles. Nice. Come on, Julius moans, pulling Dad's arm. He can't bear to wait a minute longer. Thankfully, it isn't very far to school. You just have to walk along the pavement, past the red five-story buildings that look just like the one Julius lives in. Once you've passed the grey and green ones too, you have to cross the road. Then, you're there. There are two buildings in Julius's school, one big and one small. Julius is in year one in the smaller of them. In the autumn, he'll move to the big one. Julius's teacher is called Anne-Marie. She has red hair, red lips, and glasses that are usually dangling from a string around her neck. When Julius opens the door to his classroom, she's busy going through what they'll be doing today. Sorry we're late, Dad smiles, still trying to flatten his hair. He gives Julius a quick hug and rushes off to drop Lydia at preschool. They sit in groups in class. Julius sneaks in and sits down in his seat opposite Isaac, who looks happy. Isaac almost always looks happy. He looked sulky once, but it was so long ago that Julius can't remember why. Okay, let's get going then, Anne-Marie says, taking the guitar down from the wall behind her. School breaks up in a month, and so they're practicing the songs they'll sing every day. Isaac sings loudest of all. It's because he's a hard rocker. Hard rockers give it their all. That's what Isaac's dad said. Isaac's dad is a hard rocker too. He's got long hair and a black leather jacket with a big skull on the back.